Back in September of 1973, the country was in a recession and Seattle was reeling from the Boeing bust. The mayor had an idea. Why not help spur the economy by promising people who came downtown to shop they could hop on any bus without paying? What's now known as the ride-free area was initially called the Magic Carpet Zone. It's certainly accommodated shoppers over the years, but it's also been a reliable form of transportation for the down and out. So with the free bus zone being eliminated, Metro is looking at running small free ride buses known as circulator buses.
That would serve the places that people with little or no income are using the most, the food banks, the shelters, the medical clinics, the places where you go for job interviews, things like that.
Metro spokeswoman Linda Tilke says the buses would probably run about every 20 minutes. She says at this point it's the most popular option for helping the needy when Metro's free ride area is eliminated. Other ideas, including handing out free Metro bus tickets or providing Metro vans for social service agencies to drive clients around, are seen as less practical. The cost of whatever alternative is decided upon will be shared by the city and the county. Seattle now pays about $400,000 to Metro to help operate the ride-free area. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.